We're backstage at Key 103 Summer Live, and I'm with the beautiful Alicia Dixon. How are you, Alicia?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, great. Thank you. So you've just come off stage. How did you find the performance?
Performance was brilliant. Always have a good time on stage. The crowds were incredible. The buzz in the room was brilliant. I want to do it all over again.
How has this year been for you, juggling being a mother, a judge, a solo artist? You know, it must be quite difficult. Hats off to you.
It's been a challenge, but it has been a blessing as well. And there's not a single day that goes by that I'm not thankful for all the opportunities that I have had. You just make it work because you have to. And I like the fact that my daughter gets to see me doing what I love.
Hundreds gathered to the Into Trafford Centre last night to watch Peter Andre switch on the Christmas lights. Only they were left in the dark as bad weather delayed him from getting to Manchester.
You know what? I love it up here because I always get such a great welcome when we come.
And the people of Manchester, what did you think?
Oh, I love them. Love them. Some of the biggest bands in the world are from here, so performing in front of them is great fun.
He was joined on stage by girl band Stooshy, Marcus Feely, and star of the Jersey Boys, Matt Corner.
We sent our reporter Carly Foster along and she managed to get a quick one-to-one with Simon, Mel B and Louis.
How do you feel with all the judges being here today?
This is going to be an interesting day. I haven't worked with this lot before as a whole.
And Cheryl being back?
We'll see, it'll be good.
And obviously you're the newbie. What are you hoping to bring to the X Factor to make it even better this year?
Well, I don't think it can get any better. I mean, X Factor's a great show and I'm glad to be just part of it. What am I going to give? I don't know, you'll have to wait and see.
Louis, how do you feel being here in Manchester for the X Factor auditions?
I'm glad I'm still working. It's my 11th year and I'm really glad that Simon, Cheryl and Mel are here as well. I think it's going to be the old Factor fun back.
With me is Little Mix. Hi, girls.
Hi.
The world saw you on Tuesday at the World Variety Performance. How was it for you girls performing?
It was so much fun. It was something different. I think we hadn't done that kind of thing before, like getting all dressed up in lovely gowns. And I've always done Prince. It was lovely.
Yes, like to meet Prince Harry. Like,
yeah, he was so sweet as well.
It was insane. A real honour to be able to perform there. I hope we can do it again.
Well, you girls look lovely in your gowns.
Thank you.
Is your outfits and things, is it something that you have much influence over? Do you oversee it?
Yeah, we oversee everything that we wear. It's very important because we have to be comfortable. We loved being able to wear gowns. It was really nice because we don't usually do stuff like that.
Would you say the northern audiences are one of your favourite, Ollie?
Always. I think I say it every time I come here, but it is really one of the best on the road. And obviously I'm a big Manchester United fan. It's always great when you can tie your tour in with some Manchester United games.
And obviously Manchester, as well as being a great audience, we're renowned for its Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. Ollie, are you ready for Christmas?
I love Christmas. It's very magical. My nephew's got to that sort of age now. He's like 3 or 4 and he's really getting into it. So that's for me, is it's so exciting. It's like I can't wait for him to open his presents.
And I've got to ask you, how are you with wrapping presents?
I'm absolutely shocking. Sadly, when I used to live at home, well, it's not sadly, but I shouldn't be telling you, until I was 27, I used to get my mum to wrap my presents every year.
So do I.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? At 27 years of age, I couldn't even wrap a present.
It's the tape that I didn't like.
It's the tape. It's how my mum rips it from her teeth and all sorts. She's like a pro at it.
The latest showbiz from Key 103, I'm Carly Foster. Sam Smith says he had an amazing day after winning Best Solo Artist at the GQ Men of the Year Awards last night. It came just hours after it was confirmed he will be singing the theme song for the new Bond movie Spectre. Sam told Key 103 he's glad the secret's finally out.
It was hard, actually. I think it was harder than normal because everyone kind of guessed at the beginning and said it was going to be me.
Brit Awards this time next week. You've received a Brit Award, Best Male Artist.
Yeah, long time ago,
but still.
It's all dusty now.
Yeah, well, and you performed there. Just cast your mind back, James. Tell us what it was like to actually perform there, because it must have been quite nerve-wracking, and to actually win a Brit Award.
I was still only, like, 21 then, and the Brits was something I never thought I'd get to be a part of so soon. So I was quite nervous at that time. My main focus was, like, don't cry. Just don't look like an idiot. So I just remember it being in total shock, really.
I'm here with Union J. How are you?
We're good. We're very excited. It's a good crowd. Buzzing.
How's it like to be back here in Manchester?
It's good. We've just performed our single, You Got It All, which we're very excited about at the moment because it's midweek number one.
You've Got It All was released on 30th of November.
Yes.
And the album was released this Monday.
Yeah.
I know that George, JJ and Josh, you posted a picture in celebration of your single success.
Yeah.
What would you do if your album got number one?
We would
Jamie?
Literally take... Yeah.
I think
Jamie's
game. I think Jamie would take his pants off.
Jamie will dress up fully as Beyonce and do a single ladies dance routine. Won't you, Jamie?
I would have done that before. It's not fair. I've done that many. That's just a casual Thursday. I don't know. I feel like if we get number one, I feel like I want to dress up as Elsa from Frozen and recreate the entire Let It Go music video.